It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 54. Welcome to a new year of my podcast. Simply what I mean by that is I am going to be doing mythical creatures. I don't know. I found the article interesting, and so I'm going to take it bit by bit and kind of go through it throughout this whole podcast. So if you want to read it, feel free. Eventually, I'm going to talk about whichever mythical creatures I choose to pull off of this website. But this website is called alittlesparkofjoy.com, and then it's /mythical-creatures. I want to spice it up a little bit and do something different. So if you hate it, let me know. But if you don't, let me know. And let's get a little lesson on mythical creature. It's
lesson time.
All right, today's mythical creature lesson is on a dragon. The dragon is a symbol of strength, intellect, and brilliance. These mythical creatures are fierce, loud, and unapologetic in their power. This could be its message for you. If you found yourself drawn to the image of these mythical beasts or have been visited by them in your dreams, it may indicate that it's time for you to transform into who you should be. Perhaps you have been quiet, afraid of confrontation, or fearful of following your true desire. It could also mean that the dragon is your spirit animal. This sign is telling you to find your voice and roar with it. Perhaps you have felt ignored or put aside. Now is the time to make yourself heard. On a more spiritual level, the appearance of dragons can indicate the beginning of a spiritual awakening, if you are ready to walk the path with courage. I thought this was kind of interesting, and I know I started with a dragon, but I love dragons, so that's why I started there. But anyhow, going forward, I'm going to be doing this kind of thing just in the paranormal equipment lesson. Everything else is going to stay the same, but I wanted to do something different. And so this is what I'm going to do. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll shut up and we'll move to stories.
This comes from tiny_sprinkles_2020 on Reddit.
I had a supernatural encounter the other day at home that left me feeling spooked, and I'm wondering if anyone has had a similar experience. It was a typical lazy weekend morning. My girlfriend and I had stayed up late fixing my computer, and we ended up sleeping in. As I headed to the kitchen to grab a towel for a shower, I noticed that one of my parents' cars was gone and assumed they had gone out for the day. We have two small dogs that I could see outside, but they had no way of getting inside unless someone let them in. As I was getting dressed after a shower in the bathroom, I heard my parents' bedroom door open forcefully and the sound of bare feet running on the tiles outside the bathroom. The footsteps ran into my dressing room, which is across from the bathroom door, and the door slammed shut. I assumed that my mother had slept in and was in a hurry to get dressed. I opened the dressing room door, expecting to see her at the dressing table, but the room was empty. I was shocked. And my next thought was that my girlfriend might have gotten up. I asked her if she had heard someone go into the dressing room, and she said yes. But when I told her that there was no one there, She was equally surprised. We had a quick walk around the house, but there was no one there. The dogs were still outside, and it couldn't have been them. The windows were also closed, as it's still quite cold here. About 10 minutes later, my parents arrived home from their swim, which they had done before we had even woken up. I told them what had happened, and they confirmed that it wasn't them. Just to clarify, we've felt an energy in the house before, but it has never made itself known like this. I'm still feeling spooked by the experience and wondering if anyone has any idea of what it could be. Have you had a similar encounter? Any thoughts or advice would be appreciated. Man, I really don't understand when spirits run through the house and then slam the door shut real quick.
I don't get that.
Are they afraid on the other side and so they just run real quick because they're like, oh, no one will see me. But then for some reason they make noise that time and slam the door. And I don't know. I'm just making shit up, but I'm just trying to figure it out at the same time. So, I mean, how many people have had this happen? Because I feel like there are tons of stories with running and door slamming, probably a combination of the two. Either way, it is definitely spine tingling, and I hate that. We're gonna just go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from Cherry Weirdo on Reddit.
I had an experience at 3 a.m. this morning. I'm staying at my mom's, and the family cat woke me up because she was hungry. I fed her and went back to the living room as I am staying on the sofa. Little Miss Kitty comes back in and starts acting strange. I put it down to the zoomies because it's not unusual for her to be annoying, in a loving way, at silly times. All of a sudden, she sat by my head, staring at the living room door. This creeps me out a little, so I go to close it some more. It's half closed, but leave it cracked so she can slip in and out if she needs. As I'm closing it, a black shadow figure glides past the door. Like someone walking quickly past the door. Except everyone's asleep. Then our cat, who has been staring at the door ever since, runs past me and slips through the door in the same direction. She seemed like she was chasing it. Maybe not playfully, but like she wanted to know more. She wasn't scared, just curious. I definitely think it's paranormal, but I would be interested to hear people's thoughts. Yeah, I think it's paranormal too. And it's 3 a.m. Whether it's 3 a.m. or 3 p.m., technically, those are both, oh my god, and I'm recording as I'm saying this, but technically those are both witching hours, and that's when the veil is supposed to be thin. I literally just realized I record at the wrong times. No wonder why I feel like things always happen when I record, because I record at the most ghostly hours of the day. It's fine. But anyhow, I think it's paranormal. I hate the fact that this person went to the door and went to close it, and then that's when the shadow slipped on by. Like, get out of here with that. You couldn't have picked another time to just slip on by. You had to wait till the person was right there in front of it. Like, no. Anyhow, have you guys had an experience like this? or have had any paranormal experience, please let me know. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.